Al Jazeera Podcasts.
An advisor for Nigeria's president says all 137 school students abducted earlier this month have been freed. Previous media reports had put the number of children taken at 287. Gunmen attacked their school in the northern state of Kaduna on March the 7th. Some of the kidnapping victims were as young as four. Let's go to Gaza now, where at least 15 people have been killed when Israeli forces bombed homes in Rafah. Children are among the wounded. Victims of the latest bombardment have been taken to the Al-Najjar hospital. The health ministry says at least 84 Palestinians have died in the last 24 hours. The Israeli army has also carried out strikes on homes in Deir al-Bala in central Gaza. Israel's war has now killed more than 32,200 Palestinians, with more than 74,500 injured. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has reiterated his call for a ceasefire during a meeting with the Egyptian foreign minister. He said Palestinians need a flood of aid.
Looking at Gaza, it almost appears that the four horsemen of war, famine, conquest and death are galloping across it. And that is why the time for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire is now. And in the Ramadan spirit of compassion, I also urge the immediate and unconditional release of hostages. The suffering must end. Palestinians in Gaza desperately need what has been promised, a flood of aid.
Politicians are on the campaign trail in Turkey ahead of local elections next Sunday. Voters are going to be electing mayors and city council members. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AK Party is trying to win back Istanbul and Ankara. It lost them both in 2019. Erdogan's party won last year's general election with an outright majority. Inflation and the rising cost of living are major campaign issues. Uganda's military has warned that an armed group based in Democratic Republic of Congo is planning attacks. Last year, fighters from the Allied Democratic Forces killed 43 people at a school near the border.
On the Inside Story podcast, we're discussing whether the UN Security Council can agree on a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza after a US draft failed. A new one will be tabled, but will it pass? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.